It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Every week we take an in-depth look at local real estate and other real estate information you need to know. Aaron Cherry, broker at Oregon Life Homes, back in. Thanks for coming in.
Great to be here, Kyle.
So what do we want to delve into today?
Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about stats for August. Since we're halfway into September here, those numbers, we finally got them compiled. And I just want to let people know, you know, across Douglas County here for residential properties, we're sitting right around $340,000 for the average sold residential property, okay? That's down a little bit from July, where we're at $348,000. But on every other metric, 6 months, 12 months ago, 24 months ago, we're up 1% to 3%. And so what I think it's showing is that it's this continuing stabilizing effect because mortgage rates, obviously, we've talked about that a lot on the show, have increased substantially this last week. They were pretty much right around 7.25% for the whole week. Mortgage rates have cooled the growth of our local market, but because we have so much demand still from buyers, it's supporting the prices. So they've come down a teeny little bit, but it goes back and forth. So we're looking to see what happens this fall as we head into the winter months, longer nights, shorter days. People are going back to school. They're not going to have as much time to be looking at homes. And the rainy weather, it just puts a damper usually on the market. So we'll see what that looks like.
The rainy weather. Thank you for reminding us there. Very good. So as we get into fall, do patterns change in terms of how many people are out there looking for homes?
Yes, they do. In fact, I'm trying to remember, I think it's later this month when the daylight, when the time changes, right? And we definitely notice, you know, when it gets darker in the evening, that's a shorter amount of time when people get off work. They would have to be able to look at home. So we definitely see it tick off. The deadest week of the year is between Christmas and New Year's. You know, everybody's just kind of sitting on their couch, enjoying family, eating, you know, leftovers, and they're not out really looking about houses. But following, you know, New Year, they've all been talking about houses and real estate and are they going to move. And so we see it pick up again in the New Year usually.
And there's so much that goes into having a home, buying it, figuring it, you know, figuring out price ranges and all of that. But once you've got the home, like everything else that you have, you've got to take care of it.
That's for sure. In fact, that's one thing I wanted to talk about today was overall property condition and repairs, okay? We're going to talk about it from the seller perspective and from the buyer perspective. So first, the seller perspective. When, you know, every person's situation is different when you're a homeowner. And when you're coming to sell your home, when we sit down and talk with them, the big thing about property condition is if you want to sell your home and get the best price possible, the spectrum is going to look like this. If you want the best price, it needs to be in good shape. If you don't care about price, it could be in terrible shape. And it will sell eventually. Every single property will sell for the right price. But there's a big spectrum in the condition and how that affects the value of your property. So if you are like most people, I would say the typical person who's selling their home in Douglas County, you're going to have to do a few repairs. Most people kind of do some maintenance on their home. Most people aren't, you know, on top of it as much as they should be. But that's okay, because every buyer is different too in what they're looking for. But the main thing when you're a seller is you're going to be looking for what's called health and safety repairs. These are repairs that are going to be required by a lender for a buyer's loan. Such things would be like having smoke alarms that are working in your house, making sure your water heater is strapped with earthquake straps, making sure your roof isn't leaking, make sure your HVAC system is working, just basic items like that, functioning health and safety of your home.
Well, and if you don't have those items fixed before you try to put the house on the market, you're going to have to do it anyway.
Exactly. And nobody's going to be fooled. You know, people are going to ask, is this working? Is that working? And if you just, let's talk about that though. Maybe you're a seller who, you know, you're in a difficult time in life. Maybe it's your parents' property and you live out of state and it's an estate scenario now and you don't have the money to make the repairs. There's a couple different things that can happen. One is if you really just want to sell it quickly and you don't want to do any of the repairs, it will sell for a cheap price. If you do want the repairs done and you have access to money, you can make it happen. If you don't have access to the money and you need the repairs done and it makes sense, one thing that a few of my colleagues and myself especially, we can help you, assist you in completing those repairs. Maybe it's $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, and then we get paid out of closing from your sale proceeds. So we'll front the money now. It's part of the service that we can provide as with the business. And then let's say you get a new roof on your house, and then 2 months down the road, we sell your house, so we get reimbursed plus our payment.
Well, and, you know, when you look at things that need to be done, you've got the major things as well. But even as going, I mean, I can remember looking at houses and you'd open a closet door and it creaked. Well, maybe if you take care of that and it doesn't creak, the potential buyer will have a better vibe on your house.
Exactly. I would say there's Kyle, if I was to describe it like this, there's the really important items, like what we just talked about, the central heating and cooling. Those are big ticket items that need to be addressed. But there's also this other category that's really hard to put a number on. It's called just aesthetics, basically. And aesthetics do have an impact on buyers and how they're going to view your home, but it's really hard to put a number on that. And so you just, that's a discussion you can have and say, hey, you know, should we paint this side of the house? It's looking kind of worn. You know, should we fix that squeaky closet door with a little WD-40? Just little stuff like that. It's very subjective, and it's a conversation that we can have.
What about the buyers? Talk about kind of from their perspective.
Yeah, the buyers. So what I want to encourage them is that unless you're buying a new house, which is everything's brand new, when you're going to buy a used home that's already been lived in, you should expect to see some deferred maintenance. That's just expected. So when you get your home inspection back, don't freak out when it's got items on there that need to be addressed. But your home inspection is a great tool to figure out the full condition of the home that you're buying. And the big things you want to pay attention to when you're a buyer are those, again, costly items: your central heating and cooling, your cladding on the house, and your paint and your siding, all the systems, the roof, you know, these items that are going to be costly and expensive for the buyer to address. You want to make sure those are in decent shape, or maybe you can negotiate the seller to get them repaired, because that will be something that you may have trouble affording in the next few years, especially if it's near the end of its economic life.
Well, yeah, and there's even things like fireplaces that need to be cleaned or maintenance, things like that too.
Yep, and some of it is easily seen, some of it is not. So that's just part of your due diligence period, is to do the research up front and try to figure out, you know, what's the condition of the home? Look at it from the holistic perspective. Is this something I want to own? You know, older homes require a lot more maintenance because they got everything's older, right? If you're by a 100-year-old home, they're not as efficient. You're going to be constantly working on little things, but they got a lot of neat features too because they're quaint and they're antique. Newer homes are going to be in better shape, less maintenance, but they're not as interesting.
Well, and as well, now you find people sometimes that are selling 100-year-old homes that they've put a lot of work into. And once in a while, you can stumble across one of those that is just a gem.
Yes. And we have a couple of those in Douglas County that I've been inside of, and they are beautiful.
Wow. So other things people ought to be thinking about right now.
Well, I just want to encourage people that, you know, we don't really know what the next few years look like, big market perspective. As of right now, there's two things that we're just considering. One is there's some economic indicators as far as the amount of debt that Americans have that is concerning. We're keeping our eye on that to see if that's going to have an effect on just the market overall, not just the real estate market, but if those debt obligations start to, I hate to use the word hamstring people, but if they start really burdening them, that could put a damper on demand. But we do have a ton of the millennial population generation. We got the biggest amount of home buyers that we've ever had coming into their prime, and that is likely going to supply the demand that we need to keep prices up. So we'll see how these factors play out over the next year or two.
All right. How do folks get a hold of Oregon Life Homes?
They can call us directly at our office at 541-391-4945, or they can look us up online at theoregonlife.com.
All right. Aaron Cherry from Oregon Life Homes, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
859.